Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. An objection was raised by the Leader of the Opposition to the venue for an upcoming by-election. It was announced on August the 22nd that the polling station for the by-election was set at Allen Temple African Methodist Episcopal Church Hall in Sands. Dr. Deal, who was announced as the PLP candidate on August 30th, is a minister at the church, where her husband is the pastor. Mr. Jarian Richardson of the OBA said it was in his position as opposition leader that he raised an objection in a letter to the governor. He told the Royal Gazette, quote, "I wrote a letter to Her Excellency, an objection to the nomination and polling place on the grounds that elections have to be fair to every candidate. They have to be equal. Each candidate has to have the same chances. They have to be free and seen to be free of coercion." He added that the others had to be able to see that the results were fair to everyone. "To that end, I was mindful not to raise the objection on behalf of the OBA, but as the opposition leader of Bermuda." Mr. Richardson said that he sent a letter to the governor on September 11th and told her that under the circumstances, he was unable to see how a free, fair, and trusted election could take place. For the full story, you can visit the Gazette. Bermuda will have a new governor. Mr. Andrew Murdoch has been appointed governor of Bermuda in succession to Ms. Rena Laugi. Mr. Murdoch will take up his appointed office during January of 2025. You will recall that Her Excellency Ms. Rena Laugi was sworn as the governor and commander-in-chief on the 14th of December in the year of 2020. The soon-to-be new governor to Bermuda, Mr. Murdoch, has said, quote, "I am incredibly honored to be appointed as governor of Bermuda. Through the exercise of my duties, I am committed to serving the people and promoting and strengthening Bermuda's reputation, including through maintaining the rule of law. Underpinned by its mature legal and regulatory jurisdiction, the island is a role model, including its world-class financial sector. This unique archipelago has a rich history, vibrant culture, and a strong democracy. Working with the elected government, I will be dedicated to maintaining the island's well-earned reputation as a beautiful, safe, and stable place to live and work, where individuals and businesses can thrive. I look forward to getting to know and supporting all the island's communities, charities, and other good causes, and becoming part of Bermudian life." And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.